crown of thorns placed on his head.
Yeah.
He knew that he would soon be dead.
Woo!
He said, did you forget me, Father? Did you?
Thank you, Jesus.
They nailed him to a cross. So now the world
would
feel the love of Christ who came before
his.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Rita. Bless you, Rita. Yeah, hallelujah, glory to God.
He hung his head and prepared to die.
Yeah.
Then lifted his face up to the sky.
Yes.
Said, I am coming home now,
woo!
Father, to
bless you, Lord. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord.
A reed which held his final spell,
yeah,
was gently lifted to his lips. He drank his glass and the soldier who had used his sword,
yeah,
to pierce the body of our Lord,
oh,
said truly this was Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus.
He looked with fear upon his sword,
yes,
and turned to face his present Lord. Stand with me. Took from his head the thorny crown,
bless you, Rita,
and wrapped him in a linen gown, and laid him down to rest inside the tomb.
Yes, yes.
The holes in his hands, his feet, his side.
Thank you,
Rita. Now in our hearts we know he died.
Yeah.
Belly. I'll tell you right now, that got me over the hump. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My, oh my, what a sacrifice. Amen. What a visitation.
I'm going to try this one here. Different.
My skin is strong. Every day I make it stronger. Y'all know I'm very strong.
I got a call this morning and said he's gotten worse. They've done turned him into hospice. So it don't sound like it's going to be very long for him. She said the cancer was done all over his body.
Yeah.
So they had to turn him over to hospice today. Just keep that family in prayer.
Amen, sister. Amen.
Are you okay, huh?
Bless the Lord. Bless you, sir.
I need thee every hour.
Yes.
Most gracious Lord.
Yes, yes.
No tender voice like thine can keep. All I need.
Bless you, Sam.
Every hour I need.
Yes.
Oh, bless me now, my Savior.
Yes.
Did you hear that? To thee. Yes.
Oh, my.
I need thee every hour.
Yes.
Stay down here.
Bless the Lord.
Temptations rise to power, and my heart is
now. Hey, Sam.
I need
yes.
thee, oh, I need thee.
Yeah, man.
Every hour I need
yes.
thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior.
Yes. Bless you, Sharon. Bless you.
Praise every day.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless her.
I need thee every hour. In joy you are our pain.
Yes.
Come quickly and abide, or life is at its way.
About y'all, but the Bible says times of refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I was about as low could be. My cup was empty. I appreciate the singing this morning.
Yeah.
I needed that song, that Rita's song. I don't ever want to lose sight of what Jesus did for me.
Amen.
I saw a lot of tears. Mine was also in that number. And oh my, no greater love has any man than this, that he lay his life down for his friends. Even though we would be considered more enemies than friends, God gave his life a ransom for all.
Heaven had included me. Hallelujah. Oh, I needed that. Thank you, Rita. There's another version of that song, and I didn't know there was two versions. The other one's kind of, for lack of a better word, it's everything but about Jesus. Let me say it like that. Amen. But thank God for not only I need Him, but thank God for the hallelujah to the Lord. Amen. I appreciate that. Let me make a real quick couple announcements. I will have service tonight at 5 o'clock. And we'll have service Wednesday night. And this will probably change as the days get shorter. But as long as the days are like God, we're going to have Wednesday night at 6:30. Nobody but me and Brother Ed's been here the last two Wednesdays. But we had like 30 people online. I would be discouraged if it wasn't for that. But for the sake of the 30 online, let me say this. Those Wednesday night messages have been downloaded more than any message that's been conducted in the church since the first of the year. We're teaching out of the book of Job. And evidently, everybody's going through sore trials right now. I don't know how. I mean, I know the teaching ain't that great, what I'm trying to say. But there must be a great need out there. And we're thankful to be able to minister and in any aspect of the need of maybe trials or tribulations or bring some kind of comfort from the Word of God. Amen. We've got, Brother Jerry, he's not feeling well, wasn't able to be here today to lead the singing. Appreciate Brother Eric stepping up to the plate. He done a good job. That's not as easy as you might think it is. Me and Brother Ed, we done our best to sing Old Say, But I'm Glad Wednesday night. We decided one verse was enough, amen. We sound like a cow dying, amen. I appreciate Brother Eric. He done a good job. Thank you, Brother Eric. We got homecoming. We'll be coming. I'm not sure exactly when. It's not too far off. Let me say it that way.
September the 18th.
Next month.
Yeah. Yes. 10 o'clock.
This same Sister Sue back here. How's Brother Denny?
He's got a sore throat.
Bless his heart. You tell him, Brother Eddie, said gargle with salt water and then fix him a cup of chicken noodle soup, put a can of water in there with it, pepper the far out of it, and just sip it. Don't even eat the chicken or the noodle. Just sip it like you would coffee, and he'll say, Brother Eddie, you done it again. Yeah. Amen. I'm telling you. God's got all the things we need here. We just got to figure out how to use them. Amen. Sister Sharon mentioned about her neighbor there, Charles, was it Charles
Smith?
Smith, really bad health-wise, dire health. We'll have a word of prayer for him, prayer for Jerry, Sister Joanne. We know, Lord, we've been praying for her all week. We know she's not doing well. What do you got?
Brother Andy.
Yeah.
Jill Davis is online. She's fighting cancer. She said pray for her.
Jill Davis?
Yes.
We had a phone call this week from Brother Bob Malkin up in Ohio. And he listens in. He's up in Ohio, pretty good scooting where we're at. But he said, I want to thank y'all for the prayers that y'all pray. And he said this about this church. He said, I'll tell you one thing about Landmark Baptist Church. He said it's real. I tell you what, I'd rather have real than have a mega church full of a bunch of phony baloney. But he said he gets blessed just watching the services. Can you imagine being here? Amen.
Amen.
But praise God. We want to thank the Lord for this little church. I don't consider it little. I feel like we're doing a great work. We're just a little church doing a great work. Let me say it like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Billy. We'll find out about his latest CAT scan this Wednesday. With that being said, I just want to praise God.
Amen.
For all the prayers that God has answered. Amen. Concerning Billy.
Amen.
Billy has not been sick in his stomach.
Praise the Lord.
Treatments. He's been able to work. He's not lost his hair. And you know, I'm so thankful God hears our prayers. And He answers our prayers.
Yes. Amen, Sister Bonnie.
Worthy.
I like it. Here's an answer, amen.
I praise you, Father.
Bless you, Sister Bonnie. Yeah. Well, prayer is a precious privilege.
That's right.
That wasn't afforded no one but the high priest till Jesus gave his life at Calvary, and the veil to the Holy of Holies was rent from the top to the bottom. making a way for us. We could go, thanks to the sacrifice of Calvary, we could go boldly to the throne of grace.
Amen.
And make our petitions known. We'd go to the Father. I don't have to go to some guy smoking a cigar, blowing smoke in my face, talk through a lattice, and say, Father so-and-so. I'm not going to call him Father, first of all. I sure ain't going to kiss his wing. I'm going straight to God. Amen, is what I'm trying to say. We have an entrance that was made for us, that through Jesus we can go boldly to the throne of grace. We can talk to God one-on-one. I talked to Him all this week. I hope you took the time to also.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. What a precious privilege. What was that lady's name again, Brother Ed?
Jill Davis.
Jill Davis.
Yeah, she's in Mullinsboro.
All right. Oh, it ain't no... All right. We'll have a moment of prayer and then we'll go to the message. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for the good service already. Lord, my cup's full. Thank you for the tremendous, Lord, singing. Lord, for the Holy Spirit that visited this place. Lord, I know enough to know that it was visited. Lord, and Father, we thank you for what we felt. Lord, for the things, Lord, that can't be bought with money that, Lord, you freely give. Thank you for the blessing of God already here this morning. Thank you, Father, for these that are here today. Thank you, Father, for those that are listening, Lord, by way of the live stream and by way of the internet. Lord, what a blessing it is to be able to get the good news out. Lord, that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. Lord, there's a bunch of sinners here this morning that have been saved and are thankful. And Lord, they want to hear from the Word of God. Lord, they want to be visited by the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Lord, we're counting on you for that.
Right.
Lord, we got some here needing prayer. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, for Sister Joanne Smith.
Yeah.
Lord, our precious sister, Lord, her health, Lord, in decline. And Lord, we pray for God, you'd help her to be able to get her breath. Help her, Lord, to get back on her feet, be able to come to the house of God. I know enough, know she'd love to be here today. Now, thank you for that good report on Brother Ronnie Lindsay, Lord. Brother Patrick said he's doing better. Said they done gave up on him, and all of a sudden he started doing better. We're thankful for that, Lord. Lord, I want to pray, Lord, for Charles Smith. Sister Sharon mentioned, Lord, that his health is really declining, and they've called hospice in. And Lord, we're sad to hear that. And I pray, Lord, Father, that you would intervene on behalf of Brother Charles. Help him, Lord. Help that family. We know you're the God of all comfort. We know, Lord, you come to us in our hour of trouble. And Lord, you carry us when we can't go on. Be with Brother Donnie today, Lord. He's got a friend that he worked with, known for a long time, Brother Bill. And I think they're having his funeral today. We pray for Brother Donnie. Lord, just buried his sister. And Lord, just lift up Donnie to you. Ask you, Lord, to comfort him and bless and be with him, Lord. And Lord, we pray, Father God, Lord, for Billy's health. We're thankful, Father. Billy's been doing good. Pray to get a good report Wednesday, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that good report. Sister Bonnie said her mother doing much better. Lord, we pray for Brother Jerry. Lord, Sister Carolyn said he's got a cough. And Lord, we just pray you'll get Jerry better. I pray for Brother Denny. Sister Sue said, Lord, he's having a little bit of problem with the cough. And Lord, I prescribe both of them, Lord, a good dose of, chicken noodle soup, Lord, with some pepper on it. And Lord, also gargle some salt water and gasoline if you have to, but help my brothers, Lord. And Lord, we pray for them, Lord. I pray, Father God, Lord, for... Jill Davis, Lord. Brother Ed mentioned, Lord, also having health issues, Lord. You're the Lord God that healeth us, Lord.
Yeah.
You're the great physician, Lord. You raised up Lazarus. Lord, done been dead 4 days and come by as a resurrection. I appreciate hearing Sister Rita singing about you this morning, talking about that empty tomb. I'm glad, Lord, you're the God of the living, not the God of the dead. Lord, we go to the graveside often, but Lord, we're assured to know, Lord, that that's not all of it, Lord. If that was all of it, Paul said, we'd be of all men most miserable. I'm glad, praise God, you're going to bring them with you when you come. Bless all, Lord, whom it's our duty to pray for. Bless those, Father, listening, Lord, by way of internet, by way of live stream. Help our country, Lord, to recover itself from the terrible scenario that it's in. Lord, that it might have eyes to be able to see its sad condition. May they do a Nineveh repentance and turn back to God. If not, Lord, come get us, Lord, for you judge it. Oh, Lord, for the sins that are great in America that are reaching heaven, Lord, we pray you'll get us out soon. In Jesus' name we'll ask it. Amen. All right. Thank the Lord. Had a terrible week this week. But you know, even bad weeks are better with Jesus. Amen. I mean, hey, this ain't home. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm on my way home. I ain't got there yet, but I'm going to get there. Amen. We'll take our text out of Exodus chapter number 5. It's been kind of lean this week. I really didn't hear anything from the Lord till I pulled in the parking lot out there. Amen. And I do have a message. Thanks to that out there in the parking lot, but I've got to do what Paul told young Timothy. He said, preach the word. And when you don't have a message, I'm just the mailman anyway. I just deliver the mail. I deliver the message, whatever God says. But it's been raining this week, Brother James. And he said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort by all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come, and I believe we're there, when they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after old lust shall they heap themselves teachers having itching ears, and be turned from the truth to fables. That's where we're at today. But we're going to take our text out of Exodus chapter 5, and we're going to read the first two verses there. Verse number 2 be our text verse. And Exodus chapter 5 verse 1 says, and afterwards Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. You know, Pharaoh thought he had a say in this matter. God giving him an opportunity right there. But we're going to preach today on living a selfish life. And we want to again ask the Lord bless. And Lord bless the preaching of your word. Lord bless me. Help me, Lord, I pray, to have the ability, Lord, to say what you've given me, Lord, and deliver it, Father, with great plainness of speech and clarity of thought. And I pray, Lord, for those that are here this message, God, today. Lord, it may not pertain to these that are before me. But Lord, there's some out there that will be listening today that really need this message. Lord, that they might recover themselves, that they might be able to get out of the dilemma they're in. Lord, that they might get to you and get forgiveness and get saved, for it's everlasting too late. And we'll thank you, Father, you've done this for us. Lord, you've done what we're going to be preaching about to these that are before us. We'll praise you and thank you, Lord, for your mighty works. And Lord, you truly do set the captive free. Bless, I pray, in Jesus' name, and give you praise and glory. Amen. Living a selfish life. Now, I'm using Pharaoh here for an example in this message here. But before I preach this message, I want you to notice what God told Moses to tell Pharaoh. Now, God's a fair God. He always gives a warning, and not much of one. I mean, he gave Jezebel space to repent. Went on to say she repented not, but he did give her space to repent. But God actually told Moses to tell Pharaoh, if you'll look in Exodus chapter 4, verse 21, and the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy heart. But I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. Now look at verse 22. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. Pay attention to this verse number 23.
Yeah.
And I say unto thee, now this is what God told Moses to say. let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. That takes quite broad shoulders to deliver a message like that to a man like Pharaoh. And I do believe that Moses was belittled by Pharaoh. I don't believe he was able to talk like I'm talking today. But I will tell you this, God was not belittled by Pharaoh. I'm telling you, buddy, the bigger they are, the harder they fall when it comes to God. Amen. But God did take Pharaoh's firstborn, just like he said he would. And God is a man of his word. Then God took Pharaoh and all of his army in Exodus chapter 14, verse 26 through 30. And if you think Pharaoh somehow survived going into the Red Sea, then read Psalms chapter 136, verse 15, and you'll see right there with great clarity that Pharaoh drowned in the Red Sea. Amen. And now listen, Pharaoh had success. I see him all over the place. Elon Musk, Bill Gates, can't think of guy's name. They're all rich, you know, and all thick-headed. Yeah. And somehow or another, they think by their own means they got rich. Yeah. I'm glad I ain't rich, Carl. I'll just tell you right now, riches ain't is all it's cracked up to be. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it causes more trouble than it does help. Amen. Hey, I just won't be able to pay my bills. Amen. And the way things are looking down here, it's going to get a whole lot harder to pay your bills. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I wish we didn't have Pharaohs in charge, but we do. We got bureaucrats and legislators, and we've got, you know, people making decisions for us. And I hate to be this blunt,
but
Brother Mitchell, they don't represent us. Our government been bought and paid for when they put the rainbow color on the White House. I want you to know right now, buddy, it began right there.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, I'm telling you. We're kind of in trouble. Thank God for a place called heaven, girl.
Amen. Thank you.
Where we're going, amen, everything's right.
Right.
We ain't got to worry about trying to somehow win these elections, somehow overthrow this mess.
Bless him, God.
What they're doing, I probably shouldn't go where I'm going, but I'm going to do it anyway. What they're doing is they're taking your tax dollars and they're giving them away to people that you would in no wise support. You would not condone anything that they're sending your tax dollars to. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Wow.
What it's worth.
For
what it's worth, kind of learned about the monkeypox problem we got, man with man, you know, that kind of thing, you know, that shouldn't be. Notice this week, that monkeypox got transmitted from a man to a dog. Do the math on that.
Right.
I mean, it ain't hard to connect the dots there. Now we got a dog got monkeypox. It's bad enough, man with men. It's bad enough, little 10-year-old boys have got monkeypox. I'm telling you, America's ripe for the judgment of God. Pharaoh, he had some success. Yeah, he made up the ladder. Seems like the higher you get, the harder you fall. Amen. I like to stay down low, James. When I fall, don't hurt so bad. Amen. Yeah, the Bible tells me not to be high-minded, but be real low and straight. Amen. I like to stay down low, Brother Larry. It don't hurt as bad, and you're better off if you're down low. Might break something if you're too high. Amen. Man, my skull's thin enough as it is. Amen. But Pharaoh had some success, Brother Ed. He had power, and he had his position on the throne over Egypt. Egypt's the top of the world. And Pharaoh didn't think he needed God. I've met some of them. Like Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey him? He thought he had a say in that, Brother Ed. And we got many Pharaohs today.
Amen.
That suppose that godliness is gain. I can't quote all these scriptures, so I'm going to turn and read them. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, I could probably hit at them, but I want to make sure I get them all in here. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6, starting about verse number 5. Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds.
Yeah.
And destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. Now this is an older preacher giving advice to a younger preacher. But godliness with contentment is great gain, and that's me.
That's right.
All I got is contentment. They read my will, Curly. It'll say silver and gold. He had none, amen, such as he had. Hey, he done pretty good with it, amen. It says verse 7, but we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. I've yet to see a U-Haul fall in a hearse. Somebody said a guy died pretty well off. Brother James, somebody said, how much did he leave behind? And the lawyer said he left it all behind.
Right.
I'll just tell you right now, buddy, what have you got today? May not matter tomorrow if you ain't here to spend it or enjoy it. They read my will, sir. It'll say, being a sound mind and body, I spend it all. Amen. Hallelujah. I've met people that had money, and I've met people that money had them. They couldn't enjoy it. They couldn't spend it.
Right.
I told you all about that man up there, I think up there in Nevada, had millions of dollars in the basement and solid gold, had cash money, had investments and stocks, hey, had all kind of money. Left it all behind.
That's right, man.
Supposing that gain is godliness. Can't take it with them. Uh-huh. And he had distant cousins, somebody they found out she attended a funeral, and they just turned the electricity off on her house. And they come up there and said, you're a millionaire. She said, what? I'm just telling you, buddy, it's certain. We can carry nothing out. Verse 8 says, in heaven, food and raiment. I fixed my wife this morning sausage eggs, amen, with a big slice of mater, hey, and some salad dressing on a piece of toast. And she didn't eat it, but I ate mine, amen. She ate a little bit of it. I woke up to her this morning, I think. Old Brother Eddie got a full plate. It wasn't like I could wait till lunchtime to fix her breakfast like she'd like to. I had to get on with it to get here in time.
Yeah.
But having food and raiment, Brother Ed, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which some coveted after, and they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. You know, our government's kind of guilty of what I've read all the way.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I don't know. I'm not that smart. But let me ask you a question. Do you think if we took the money out of the equation of our government that they would add 87,000 jobs?
No.
See, our government's getting bigger. It's not getting smaller. It can't function no more, Brother James. Oh, by the way, while I'm at it, those 87,000 new IRS agents, I done heard through the grapevine, Sister Sybil, they're going to be Antifa thugs and Black Lives Matter thugs, and we're going to pay the bill on it, and they're going to serve the notice on us. Amen. Can you imagine? Hey, I'm glad for a place called heaven. So,
amen.
Hallelujah. We'll walk up them golden streets and say hallelujah.
Amen.
Finally home. Kick up a little gold dust and yep, I'm home, amen.
Amen.
Them TV preachers, they'll be down there trying to dig it up, Brother Eric.
Amen.
We'll be enjoying it.
Amen.
Gotta put where it belongs. Brother Mitchell will be underneath our feet. Hey! Amen. We'll be above it, glory to God. But down here, buddy, you better be careful what you got.
That's right.
Somebody, what do they call it, smash and steal now? Break in, take everything you got.
That's right.
You'll be lucky to have your life when they're gone. They don't find what they're looking for, they'll take it out on you. There's some guy just got stabbed this week. He was, you know, he was not a Muslim. He was trying to speak against the Koran, and they put a $3 million contract on him. Somebody said they'd take it up on him. Stabbed him in the eye, took one eye. Stabbed him in the neck. Stabbed him in the bunk, in the abdomen. You know what he did to him, Brother James? He pleaded not guilty, amen. Only in America. I mean, they got blood everywhere.
not guilty. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just telling you, I'm reading you right straight out of the Bible here this morning. He said, pierce themselves through with many sorrows. Boy, that when judgment gets served, boy, they're going to be like rats on a sinking ship. They're going to try to find a way out. He says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. You can trace the money. They're doing their best to find something on Trump. Ain't that something? For 6 years now, he's so squeaky clean that they can't find nothing.
Yeah, right.
Now, Bundy, that's kind of unusual. Most time they blackmail most of these politicians because they find out this about them, find out about them, say, look, you do what we tell you, we'll keep it shut. But here, 6 years. So, 6 years. I'm going to guess this raid on his house, they probably go plan a little bit in it, I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, he'll make up something.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they did to Jesus. They couldn't find out, so they accused him of being a wine dipper and a friend of publicans and sinners. Hey, I'm glad he's a friend of publicans and sinners. I need a friend like that, amen. But hey, I heard they put listening devices in there, but you can't imagine the propaganda that they broke the law just to do what they did because they're like Pharaoh. Who is Pharaoh? Hey, he's somebody that don't want to do right. He's somebody that you don't have to answer to nobody. Hey, they say nobody's above the law.
Yeah.
Let me get a little bit political right here. Who did the president take with him to North Carolina on his little island where he could hide for a week or so?
His son.
Yeah. Who did Nancy take down into Taiwan? By the way, she's not the executive.
That's right.
What's she doing down there anyway? Yeah. Who'd she take?
Her son.
Yeah, you know why? Yeah.
Money.
Well, I mean, he's trying to capitalize on the money.
Yeah,
he's right, Brother Mitchell, right?
Uh-huh.
You see what I mean? The love of money. It's the root of all evil. Hey, they can have it. They can have it all.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just give me Jesus.
That's right.
You can have it all. He's my all in all, Brother Eric.
Amen.
I found in him a friend.
Amen.
I found in him one that won't do me wrong.
Right.
Won't stab me in the back.
Right.
One that'll love me. One that'll forgive me. One that'll understand. Amen.
Amen.
What's wrong with that? Hey, let Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I didn't realize I was going to have this much liberty. I'm trying to hurry. Says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. He said, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness. I'm glad I did that, Brother Mitchell.
Yes.
I took my eyes off of gold and I got my eyes on God.
Amen.
Amen.
Godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. I did 34 years ago.
Amen.
Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. You know, you're to give your testimony. I had a man with me this week. There's a Jehovah Witness, a good friend. He's older than I am, about 10 years older than I am. I don't hold that against him. I'm 68, and I think he's 76 or something like that. But I had a little bit more strength than he did. For sure, I had a whole lot more God than he did. But we had a conversation, which I wanted. I wanted to have this conversation. And we was going down there to pick up some flint rock. And I told him, I said, look, we'll just run down there real quick, run back. I'll get all you need. And he was so wore out, Brother James. He just got out of the truck and sat down. Couldn't even walk down into the creek. I went down and got three buckets. Well, we needed two. I said, it'd be enough. Let's leave. Man, damn, I wanted that $300 he's going to give me for them rocks. You know what I mean? I had something in this too. I had a dog in this myself. But Brother Ed, on the way down there, we got to talking about salvation, God, the Bible, which I love to talk about.
Lord.
I'm not at a loss when it comes to talking about the Bible. Won't he like to think I am or like to somehow prove that I am, but I'm not. And I'm quoting verses he don't even know. But I told him, I said, have you ever thought about it, Bill? Isaiah chapter 45, verse 20. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is not another. It's not like there's any other place to look. He said that unto me every knee will bow.
Yeah, that's right.
Unto me every tongue will confess. I said, Bill, who's that talking about? He said, they're talking about Jehovah. I said, well, Jesus' name might be Jehovah then. Because I took him to Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 19. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. At the name of Jesus, every tongue will confess. You know where I took him in, Brother Eric? I took him to John chapter 5, verse 39. Search the scriptures.
That's right.
Read them. You think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me. That's Jesus talking. I said, uh-oh, that didn't sound good. I said, Bill, you're not far, but we're not pitching horseshoes. You don't need to be almost. You need to be altogether saved, buddy.
Amen. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to cast my pearls for swine, but I did spend some time witnessing to him. I did spend some time trying to reason with him out of the scriptures. All right. I don't know where in the world I was here. But he said, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, wherein thou art called and hast professed a good profession for many witnesses. Paul said, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Jesus Christ, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou wilt keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Oh, amen. That's quite a bit of advice Paul gave a young preacher there. Amen. God's no respecter of persons. I'm glad Brother Mitchell, he loved the church, gave himself for it. I'm glad, praise God, he feeds his sheep. I'm glad he's coming for his church. But he's no respecter of persons. But I'll tell you this, buddy. Make no mistake about it. He loves us. He even loves the world. But they better get saved. One thing you don't want to do is meet God on the wrong side of judgment. Amen.
That's right.
I done been judged, Brother Mitchell. I was judged guilty. I pleaded guilty. I got my case thrown out. Got it under blood. Concerning Pharaoh, God said, for this purpose I have raised thee up. Here Pharaoh is. Oh boy, here Pharaoh is.
Right.
I'm Pharaoh. God says here that he raised Pharaoh up.
Yeah.
That I might show my power, that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Romans chapter 9, verse 17. Let me say, there are many Pharaohs out there today that are ripe for the judgment of God.
Amen.
That LGBTQ bunch, Rainbow Boys, hey, that Black Lives Matter bunch, hey, I'm telling you, buddy, they're ripe for the judgment of God. I'm telling you, buddy, there's a lot of Pharaohs out there just for thought. King Nebuchadnezzar, he was somewhat of a great king. Had to eat grass like an ox for 7 years. But at the end of those 7 years, Bible said his understanding returned to him. What did he do? He blessed and praised the Most High God. Daniel chapter 4, verse 34. Can you see King Nebuchadnezzar spitting grass out, Brother Ed? And he said, woo! Thank you, Lord! Hey, he got some mercy, amen.
Amen.
7 years, Brother Mitchell.
Right.
He's out there. They got him chained to a stump.
Amen.
His hair goes like feathers.
Right.
Hey, his fingernails, I've got mine all pruned off, but they said it became like bird claws.
Amen.
Sir, when his understanding come back to him, when he come back normal again, he had enough sense to say, praise the Lord and bless the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, buddy, he got on board. He went on to say this about the Lord. He said, those that walk in pride, God is able to amaze. Now, Pharaoh is no match for God, but Pharaoh is not going to listen He's just going to learn, amen, that he's nothing compared to God. And like I said, we got many of them out there.
Right.
Oh my, God gave wicked Jezebel, as wicked as she was, he said he gave her space to repent. Then God went on to say she repented not. That's a sad verse. Mm-hmm. Revelation chapter 2, verse 21, Brother Ed, God gave me space to repent.
Yes, he did.
That may have took me a while, brother. I want you to know, praise God, I did repent.
Yeah.
Amen.
I claim myself as a hell-deserving sinner.
Yeah.
Paul said this about himself, Brother Eric. He said he before, he said he was a blasphemer. Mm-hmm. Said he was dangerous to the church. Hey, yeah. I'm telling you, buddy. He said, how did I obtain mercy? Yeah. And I did too, amen. There's mercy to be obtained up there. You can have mercy or you can have judgment. Jezebel didn't take the opportunity seriously, and God gave her space to repent, and she repented not. She got the judgment of God, amen. He's just in what he does, Brother Mitchell.
Right.
And had insult to injury. Pharaoh called God's words vain words. Boy, we got them today.
Mm-hmm. Sure, man. It took me less time to repent.
Amen. Then verse number 9. Pharaoh said, let there be more work laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words. Pharaoh thought that he was above God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vain words, Brother Ed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my words may be vain, but that word of God, oh my.
It's forever.
God was such authority.
Yeah.
When he couldn't swear by no greater, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. He swore by his own name to Abraham.
Right.
And Buddy Abraham said, that's good enough for me, God.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, Pharaoh didn't have that attitude. He called God's word vain words. Right. He said, I'll be all right. He said, I don't care what God said. I don't care who God is. He said, who is the Lord that I should obey him? He's fixed to find out.
Mm-hmm.
That came with a price. And Pharaoh paid that price for not obeying the word of God. The Bible said that God, in these last days, and we are in them.
Yeah,
that's right. Bible said that God has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. You know what the mother of Jesus said to those servants concerning Jesus? She said, whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. Yeah. Boy, I'm telling you, John chapter 2, verse 5. Pharaoh didn't want nothing to do with God.
That's right.
It wasn't like he had a choice, Brother Mitchell.
Right. Amen.
What's that old song? Trust and obey. Right. No other way to be happy in Jesus.
Amen.
But to trust and obey. I've been happy in Jesus, Brother Ed.
Amen.
I was going the way of transgressors for 34 years.
That's right.
I've been on the King's Highway now for 34 years. I like this side of the world.
That's
right. I got enough stitches and scars to prove how wrong I was on the other side, but I'm glad God in mercy put up with me. Hey, I'm glad the long-suffering love of God never gave up on me, and He kept preaching up, and He kept dealing with me. Hey, finally got me down on my knees, and I'm found in an ocean of mercy.
That's right.
Boy, we got the Pharaohs down here, Bonnie. They don't want to hear it. Hey, They're trying to redo the Pledge of Allegiance,
mm-hmm.
Brother Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's got one nation under God.
Mm-hmm.
They want the G to be a little G.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm.
Are they in for having a bad day? Where God shows up like He says He's going to do in Genesis or Revelation chapter 6. I can just see them trying to find a hiding place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, right now God's sitting there. He's silent. Bible said He winks. Said He winks. You know, they put a big deal on smart. I'm not that smart. Tammy sent me some kind of, I don't know, friend thing where I could somehow have a connection with her. I don't know how to do it. But they put a lot of emphasis on smart. They call me, you know, this old thick head, you know, knuckle dagger. They had no sense to get saved.
That's it.
But I'll tell you right now, they're going to wish they had enough sinners get saved if God shows up. All the laughter is going to stop. All the laughter is going to stop. The smiles are going to turn into scared screaming. Run for your life. God shows up. Buddy, Bible says the day of the Lord is going to come, Brother Mitchell. First of all, he's going to come get me out.
Amen. Bless you.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9 said we've not been pouring under the wrath, thank God.
That's right.
So we're going to get out before the judgment falls.
That's
right. You know, Noah, they got in the ark. We went up there and seen that ark, his big old boat. But Noah got in that bark, in that ark before the judgment failed. Hey, I got a different ark. Mine's better than that ark. That man could have sunk this link. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God. I've got a more sure word. I got a more sure ark. And I'm going to get out before the judgment falls. But when the judgment falls, playtime's over.
That's right.
I can see all these bureaucrats up there that think they're faithful. You know, the one that said nobody's above the law and they break it every single day, you know, that bunch. $700 billion supposed to somehow fix recession. Supposed to somehow fix, you know, the inflation. It's kind of like we'll spin our way in there. Does that make any sense to anybody?
No.
Write a cold check and say, we'll take our chances. Hey, let them do it. We're going out of here. They can have this nonsense. But they say nobody's above the law. Well, then quit breaking the law. Amen. One of them's husband was involved in a terrible accident. They done dismissed him. You know, they say nobody's above the law. Some of them are.
Right.
Somebody had a laptop. And it had incriminating evidence on the laptop. Somehow it just disappeared. Boy, you let somebody that's squeaky clean try to do what's right. You know, I do miss America First government. I really do. I really do miss being energy independent. I really do miss, you know, taxes coming down.
Right.
You know, when taxes come down, that means your money goes farther.
That's right.
Now, something happened November the 3rd, 2020, and I'm not sure how legitimate it was, but we've been paying a price for it ever since.
That's right.
Now, like I said, these 87,000 IRS agents, don't worry about putting your name in for one of those jobs. They're already reserved. And these thugs that they're going to put in there, somebody's going to finally accept the blame and say, I must have been insane.
Condoning
us.
Right.
Praise God for a place called heaven, Brother Mitchell. I'm glad God has provided some better place for us. That praise God, we're going to get out. Hey, we're going to leave out.
Right.
And when we get home, I guess I'll turn around, Brother James, and say, I told you so. I don't know what I do. They just get called up, just take off. They may not see me for a while. Where did he go?
Right.
Plenty of room up there, Carolyn.
Yeah, right.
They won't nobody go in there limping. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to run like a gazelle.
Amen.
I'll have my youth renewed like the eagle.
Yeah.
Man, you're talking about wearing a pair of shoes out there. I don't know what kind of sandals they got up there, but I hope they glue them on my fingers. I'll be giving a good test, amen. Hallelujah. Pharaoh. He had success. He had power, he had position, and he lost it all.
That's
right. God's not mocked. We got a bunch down here just like him.
Right.
Just like him.
Yes,
oh, they're sitting on their throne, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
Who is the Lord?
I don't know.
Got a bunch down here. I will not let God's people go. We'll see about that.
Yeah.
That's right.
If Moses had delivered that right message, Pharaoh might have put a little bit more thought to what he said.
Yeah.
I will not let God's people go. But let me tell you something, buddy. When that cry, that midnight cry, of those firstborn, Pharaoh got the message.
Yes, he did.
He realized then he was wrong. God was right.
Yeah.
He realized the error of his way. And that was a bitter cry. He didn't let it go with that. He let the people go. But he thought, I'm still going to be avenged. And then he went down in the Red Sea and God said, I got this.
That's right.
At the bottom of the Red Sea, he realized he was nothing.
Yep.
Right.
Nothing. Mm. It's sad to see what's going on today.
It is.
I feel helpless. I'd like to reach them. I'd like to tell them about the love of God. I'd like to tell them that Jesus has given them space to repent. They don't want to hear it. They don't care. They're sitting on the throne.
That's right.
They think they got need of nothing.
That's right.
God said they're wretched, blind, miserable. Father, we thank you for this message today.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the great liberty and the Spirit of God that's here today. Lord, I've done my best. I'm just a messenger boy. And I know, Lord, there's somebody out there that needed this message.
Yes.
I know that. I'm glad for these that are before me. They're all saved. Lord, they're sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. Lord, we're going to leave out. And when we do, we're going to be like Israel. We're going to come out shouting. We're going to have our hands raised up. We're going to go to our promised land. And boy, I sure do feel sorry for those that are left behind that are going to drink from the cup, Lord, of your wrath. Lord, bless, I pray today. Help, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Eric, if you would give us a verse of invitation on him like this, everybody stand. Thank you for bearing with me. Preached a little long today.